You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update.
They're back to dropping. Here's Melissa Kay with a look at gas prices around the state.
Average gas prices dropped 6.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 on Tuesday. This is 4.1 cents higher than a month ago and over 17 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average saw the lowest price for Labor Day weekend since 2020. And this caps off the most affordable summer at the pump since 2021, according to Gas Buddy officials. Motorists spent $11.3 billion less on gasoline compared to last year. Officials add that low gas prices aren't going anywhere anytime soon. It's possible the national average could dip to $2.99 a gallon this fall, as long as we avoid major hurricanes or other disruptions.
In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.99. In Appleton and Oshkosh, the average is around the $2.90 mark. In this area, Tuesday marks the start of school. And this year, 17 states and the District of Columbia are imposing new cell phone restrictions. Joanne Krulatz explains.
In total, 35 states have passed laws or rules to limit student phone use in schools. Florida was the first state to pass a law limiting phones in classrooms in 2023, but the movement has spread rapidly. A few more states could still act this year. The push has been supported by Republicans and Democrats due to concerns about phones affecting mental health and learning. States have increasingly enacted full-day bans, also called bell-to-bell bans, although Georgia and Florida are only requiring such bell-to-bell bans for students in kindergarten through eighth grade. Another seven states are banning the use of devices during class time, but not between classes or during lunch periods. In some cases, those laws don't take effect until next year, but districts are acting before the 2025-26 school year starts. Other states, particularly those with traditions of local school control, are mandating only that schools adopt some kind of cell phone policy. But in many cases, school districts in those states are also moving to restrict or ban cell phone use, even though the state does not require action.
Locally, the Green Bay Area Public School District allows students to have cell phones, but they must be turned off and stored out of sight during instruction time. Starting this year, students in De Pere Public Schools will be required to place their cell phones in designated storage bins at the beginning of each class period. Good news if you like hitting the Farmers Market on Broadway on Wednesday evenings in Green Bay. The Farmers Market is extending September hours to 8 p.m. every Wednesday night, and a bonus market will be held October 1st from 3 until 8. The extension of hours and the bonus market are designed to help farmers recoup some of their sales due to weather cancellations this year. It can be very easy to be fooled by artificial intelligence. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to be wary of scams involving AI. Scammers have been using AI chatbots as part of their efforts to obtain personal information or money from potential victims. The ability of chatbots to simulate conversations allows the scammers to target more victims. Residents should be on the lookout for the usual signs of a potential scam, like the scammers creating a sense of urgency by threatening consequences for failing to provide personal information or payments. Coming off the Labor Day weekend, you might know that Wisconsin is a trailblazer when it comes to protecting workers' rights. But the pioneering spirit is now making a push toward on-the-job apprenticeships. Terry Barr explains.
New opportunities are being created in fields from healthcare to aviation, and Wisconsin is leading the way in expanding apprenticeships to shape the future. Here's Amy Pahacek, the state's workforce development secretary.
Our apprentices are making a wage not only for their hands-on work experience while they're learning their craft or their trade, but also for their associated time in the classroom. So while they are studying and learning math and other related academic tools to have their profession and their certifications, they are still getting paid, and that is unique.
State officials are also preparing for challenges and opportunities artificial intelligence, or AI, is already presenting to the workforce. Find more information at dwd.wisconsin.gov.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
Who's at quarterback? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin, or is Billy Edwards ready after suffering a sprained knee last week? Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute it to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Office executive producer Greg Daniels says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniels said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday, in its fourth week of release, came in at $6.6 million, and in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunder showers through about mid-afternoon today, and we will get to around 68 for a high by lunchtime, and the temperatures will drop into the 50s by early this evening. A cold front is moving through, 40 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a high of only 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.